Hey, good morning. This is a recertification on the King, K-I-N-G, last name, first name, Chandra, C-H-A-N-D-R-A. So, Chandra is a 51-year-old woman currently on hospice with a history of muscular dystrophy. Muscular dystrophy has caused severe weakness to the point that she's totally and completely bedbound. She has a PEG tube because she can no longer swallow. She requires suction, suctioning around the clock and changing position. Period. The paragraph, because of her total weakness, and the fact that she's been bedbound for some time, she's lost tremendous amount of muscle mass. She has a PEG tube in place that requires changing from time to time. Period. Since last certification, patient is now requiring more oxygen. She appears to be more short of breath. Her mentation is diminished. She's currently getting 4 liters of nasal cannula where it used to be 2 liters. Period. The paragraph, patient's blood pressure has been falling and difficult to control, and has been falling and has been too low. This may be causing hypoperfusion and the change in mental status. Patient is total ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent. As I mentioned, she's sleeping now 16 to 18 hours a day. It does require position change, as I mentioned, for the obvious reasons. Period. She currently lives with her husband and his family, but she's totally bedbound once again. Patient is only able to move her. She was able to write notes with her hand, but no longer able to do that. Her KPS score is at 40%. And patient is now having more hip pain with grimaces and leg pain, which requires both the fentanyl patch and morphine for breakthrough pain. Her condition has definitely worsened since last certification, and this patient is hospice appropriate and very much expected to live less than 6 months. Thank you.